Hola, hola, my name is Ricardo. I am the host of the Lucha Jobbers podcast here in the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. We are a Spanish-speaking show dedicated to discussing and analyzing pro wrestling from all across the world. From AEW to CMLL, we talk about American wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and of course, Lucha Libre. If something big happened in the pro wrestling world, we will talk about it. So if you know Spanish or have a friend that knows Spanish or want to practice your Lucha Libre pronunciations, go listen to the Lucha Jobbers podcast right here in the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. Nos vemos por ahí.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo, welcome to the first ever edition of Flagship Plus. What the hell is Flagship Plus? Flagship Plus is a flagship add-on. This is an idea that Rich and I have been workshopping behind the scenes, and it'll be a place for reviews and stories that typically wouldn't be able to crack the run sheet of the usual weekly flagship or even the Overrun, or even one of the paywalled Tuesday flagships that we do on occasion. This show isn't going to cannibalize the big stories and the big topics for a given week. That stuff's still going to be covered on the flagship and the Overrun, and when the news dictates it, the additional Tuesday flagships. What you're going to get here is what I said at the top, add-on content. Reviews of TV shows that we typically don't review on a flagship or anywhere else on any of the other content that we do. Stories that might not be big enough to crack the run sheet of a flagship or might be topical more in the moment that it wouldn't make sense to wait a couple extra days to cover later on a flagship show. So that's exactly what it's going to be. Add-on content. Flagship Plus. More flagship, basically. More flagship. Now, how often are you going to get these shows? I don't know. One of the working titles for this was Flagship Daily. But Rich wisely pumped the brakes on that. He said, if you call it Flagship Daily, they're going to want to know why they're not getting shows every day. And I said, Rich, that is an excellent point. We're not going to call this Flagship Daily. So we went with the generic and chalk Flagship Plus, which essentially is what every streaming service is calling themselves these days. So, yeah, is it a bit of a douchey, hacky name? Yes, it is. But does it tell you exactly what this is? Yes, it does. So, it serves its purpose. As you can see, for now, the show is very no frills. You're not getting fancy intros. You're not getting bells and whistles. What you're getting is additional flagship content. Something, for example, on this show today, you're getting something that a lot of you have been screaming at us to do, and that is Rampage and Collision reviews. I'm going to review Rampage. I'm going to review Collision. Are we going to do that every week? Is there going to be a Flagship Plus every single week that reviews Rampage and Collision? I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know how often these are going to come out. Once a week, twice a week, some weeks one, some weeks three, some weeks maybe not at all. They'll almost always be solo. You'll either get me or you'll get Rich. Maybe at some point you'll get us together on one of these. Who knows? But that's essentially what we're going to do. And I'm sure the style and the content will evolve as we go. And I'm sure my shows are going to sound different than Rich's shows. When I do solo audio and Rich does solo audio, it's often very different. And it's also very different from when we do audio together. So let's just kick the first one off and see where this thing goes. On today's Flagship Plus, I will be reviewing Rampage and Collision from this past weekend. We've got some other AEW news and notes to go over. We've got a follow-up on our MLW talk from this past week's flagship with some additional information on the attendance at the Melrose Ballroom, which Court Bauer claimed was over 1,100 fans. So we'll follow up on that. We'll talk a little bit about the NOAH Victory Challenge Tag League. The what? And this is exactly what I'm talking about with Flagship Plus. We have not had time to discuss NOAH's Tag League on the flagship. I don't think we've made a single mention of it. But after 4 years, the NOAH Tag League is back with a new name and a fresh coat of paint. And that wrapped up over the last 24 hours or so. So we'll talk about that a little bit. We will touch on the All Japan Champion Carnival Blocks and some other stuff along the way. So let's start with Rampage and Collision. Now, Rampage, I thought, was just a show. I didn't think Rampage was anything special this week. I thought Collision, once again, was awesome. I am so into Collision right now. What I love about Collision, so far this year, I think it's been the best wrestling show on TV. I think it went through periods last year where I really loved it, and then it kind of lost its way, and then I really loved it again. But in general, what I love about Collision is it has enough important content on a tip. There's enough important content on a typical Collision to make it feel like you are watching an A show, right? But it has its own distinct sort of more laid back pacing than what you get with Dynamite, which really is AEW's true A show. But Collision feels like, I don't know, I guess it doesn't feel as manic as Dynamite. It feels like a meaningful A show, but it doesn't feel bloated or hectic like Dynamite does sometimes. Dynamite feels like a very hectic 2 hours of TV. And, you know, it's always been paced that way, and that's part of what makes Dynamite feel like Dynamite. But Collision is almost a more laid-back version of Dynamite where you get the sense they don't feel the need to cram in as much content as they do, as they stuff in a typical episode of Dynamite. And it's entirely possible that the statistics wouldn't bear this out if someone went back and did the research. But I feel like the in-ring action on Collision gets more time to breathe on a typical Collision versus a typical Dynamite. I feel like there's not as much let's go to the back on Collision versus Dynamite. I just, it suits my taste as a wrestling fan, as a fan of American wrestling television, a little bit better. And look, I love Dynamite. You guys know that outside of that stretch in 2023, I think pound for pound, Dynamite is probably the best American wrestling television show that's ever existed. Pound for pound, episode for episode. Okay. But Collision is just, I don't know, it just suits my taste more as a fan. And I thought Collision nailed it again this week. And I like that they continue to put meaningful matches and meaningful content on Collision so it doesn't slip into firm B or C show territory. Look, what determines really what's an A show or a B show or a C show in pro wrestling? The promoter determines that by the content that they put on the show. It doesn't matter that Collision gets half the audience of Dynamite. If you want Collision to be equal to Dynamite, give it content that's equal to what you're putting on Dynamite, and it'll be then the content's equal. That's all that matters, regardless of how many people are watching. What the trap that promoters fall into is a show will do less viewers, so they'll feel like, I'm not going to put my A content on that show, and they give it B content, and what happens? You end up with a B show. That's just how it works. I wouldn't operate that way as a promoter or a booker. If it were me and I was running AEW, Dynamite, Rampage, and Collision would have essentially equal content across all three shows. Important angles, important matches. Oh, but Joe, less people watch Collision. All right, well, too bad. They're going to miss some stuff. And they're going to learn that they need to watch Collision in order to keep up with the promotion. And you know what that might do? That might improve the viewership.
My name is Tyler Fornes, and I am one of the co-hosts of The Good, The Bad, and The Hungy AEW podcast here on the Voice of Wrestling Podcasting Network. We take a broad scope approach to the world of All Elite Wrestling and the entire universe of Tony Khan. We talk about the big matches, the big stars, the promos, the storylines. And we also look at it from a big picture perspective. How are things going to change over the course of the next 10 years with AEW still in the picture? How are companies like WWE going to adapt and adjust to AEW? Are they going to be a similar way like they did with WCW in the late 1990s? Will there be a counterpunch? We talk about all of that and more on The Good, The Bad, and The Hungy every week on the Voice of Wrestling Network.